is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. As we launch here into the third hour of the program. Tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Once again, the toll free number, 855-450-FREE. Join us over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for. You can go and see the webcam there and interact on the bulletin board system, the chat room. It's all free. You can also control the content of the site by submitting to it stuff you find online that you think's interesting that you might want to share with the rest of our listeners or possibly get on the air, because we'll see it too. If it's at the front and the top of the website and the most voted up items are, you can go and submit new items to the site and vote on the ones that are already there over at freetalklive.com. Now, for those of you just tuning in, we left the last hour with things heating up between JJ and Mark here in the studio, and it was over some questions of activism, tactics. Of course, you know, this is not your average talk radio show. Average talk radio show has a bunch of people that'll blather into microphones for 3 hours and never once consider actually putting any of their principles into effect in their lives, whereas the people on this show tend to be activists. We're people that actually do the things that we talk about doing. And that's kind of where the discussion was coming from in the last hour. Mark, you were once again bringing up the critique about some of my activism that got me put in a jail cell for 60 days last year, 58 days last year, because I sat in front of a police car as they attempted to kidnap a young lady from the local park who was enjoying an alcoholic beverage on a Sunday afternoon. And I had made the decision to do that in advance before I even knew that situation. I didn't know that situation was going to happen. But what I knew was going to happen was that at some point in my life I was going to come across the police aggressing against a peaceful person, and I had decided to go ahead and sit in front of a cop car if that were the case. In this case, I stood and kind of sat on the cop car and was arrested for it, as were three other wonderful folks who came out to do the very same thing. So we essentially boxed the police cars in with our bodies, and all of us were arrested for it. And JJ, you were saying that essentially this turned what would have normally been a routine ticketing/arrest, because there was one guy that was ticketed, Johnny Ray, and then Heike was arrested because she refused.
That's an incorrect statement in that it would have been a routine ticketing because Heike refused to give her information.
Well, no, she was arrested because she refused to give her information.
Right.
So they ticketed
and
Johnny
she
Ray.
She refused to give her information because she was surrounded by liberty activists. This was an intentional bit of...
No, she wasn't surrounded by liberty activists until a call went out on the two-way radio system that we have here in town, as well as, I think, King
4 were several liberty activists out there.
There were some out there, but there weren't near as many as
certainly.
Were.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. People rushed to their aid.
This isn't so much about the exact incident involving Heike. What this is more about is the culture shift here in Keene, and most specifically how the police are reacting towards various activists. Now, I will posit that for some reason Derek J seems to have gotten a sharper end of the stick than most, and I don't know if that's because of maybe homophobia in some parts.
I suspect that's a factor.
You know, I don't want to dismiss that, and I don't want to say that
there's no evidence for
no,
it.
No, there isn't, and there, that's the difficult part, is the whole harassment situation, and would, you know, this situation have occurred if that was Ian on a bicycle rather than Derek? You know, I don't think so.
I don't know.
But here's my point.
If Ian got arrested on a bicycle, he would be going to jail for a very long time if he refused to stop, so they might very well be more likely to go after him.
Could be.
Well, if they know he's going to be going to jail for a long time anyway.
If you refuse to stop, you're going to jail.
Well, sure, they could say, yeah, he refused to stop. But you know what, let's not waste time arguing on that. What I want to say is that there are several incidents where the police have, if you want to say, use their discretion, you can say that, where the police have basically not want to put up with the activists at all. And one of them happened right here, right outside this studio, while the show was on. In fact, they tried to serve some piece of paper to Ian, and we heard word there was police, so myself and some others grabbed our cameras, came out in the front porch, and saw the police standing there. They were looking in the window, saying, there's Ian right there. And then they said, oh no, here come the cameras, and they bugged. Basically, and that's not the only incident. There are several
incidents.
I'd
like to explain that. I mean, at this point, their experience is that Ian won't open the door.
That's not true.
It's not true that you generally won't open the door for police.
I generally won't, but that wasn't necessarily their experience. Then I have opened the door for them before.
Yeah, that was one of the first times they came here to serve some sort of no trespassing situation. So it's not just that, though. It's other situations in which there was a parking stuff going on, and people with cameras came out. And all of a sudden, it's just like, okay, if you move your cars, we're not going to ticket you. And then they get out. They leave. They don't like, and that's what we want. Is we want to create this idea within their minds that whenever you deal with an activist, it's going to be a tough half an hour, 45 minutes, hour-long struggle, which you're going to be videotaped and scrutinized and questioned. And everything that you go through for that person, it better be worth it to you, because it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be an easy pill to swallow. So they have gotten that message, and there are many instances where there are no videos of this because there's no incident to make a video of. The police simply ignore the situation. The police simply go away. It's like, yes, you get a free pass. You guys earned it. And there's no other way I could say it. I've seen it happen too many times to just dismiss it as, oh, it's just a once in a million chance. No.
I hope that works for you. I really do. But, you know, from my standpoint, it looks like a lot of people are, you know, having their lives disrupted greatly for, you know, not a lot of results. I've lived in Keene, New Hampshire for 6 years now. I don't see any more freedom in Keene, New Hampshire as a result of the activism and the activists and their activities. I have seen in my life a great deal of difficulty, especially when Ian went to jail for 60 days and I had to run the radio program all on my own. There were lots of people lined up to help me do the on-air stuff, but it was the off-air stuff that Ian does. You know, he spends 8, 10, 12 hours a day doing radio things on the days that he's not off running around to somebody's parking ticket trial or something like that. And, you know, that is invaluable. And I wonder whether whatever the success, you know, the strange breed of success that doesn't look like success at all, whatever success Ian had by getting arrested was worth the amount of trouble I had to go through. And I don't think it was.
Well, I think you're just taking a very personal stance on this.
And that's
issue.
Where that's, I come from.
Yeah. So I can't really have a rational argument with you when you're entering into sort of irrational personal emotions.
I just want to see the success.
No, you do, but I think you're blinded by your sort of your emotional state of having Ian been, you know, taken from your studio, from your show that you're a part of. You both, you know, work on the show. Obviously, Ian owns it, whatever. But you're both heavily invested in the show, and you've suffered an emotional harm because of that. And I think that I can't argue with you because you're basically coming from an emotional standpoint.
A real harm. I suffered harm.
You did. I'm not
blame the state.
Didn't.
It's not that I'm not blaming anyone. I'm blaming everybody for their activities, right? Like, you had an equal role in choosing to sit in front of a police car and the police officer. You don't have any right to sit in front of a police car. I mean,
they had no right to take a peaceful person away from her freedom.
I understood, but you shouldn't be sitting in streets. So
they shouldn't be taking peaceful people. This is one of the points I wanted to jump off of what you were saying, JJ, in that the police tried to, they wanted to just go and ticket this lady. They wanted to ticket the guy. The guy got the ticket. The lady refused to give them the information. But the activists came along and made what was a normal situation much more noticeable.
Abnormal,
like, you know, it became a scene, as JJ was describing before. Multiple, they had to call in all the cops from the area. They, you know, were blocking traffic. There was, and the cops were not the activists, but the cops were blocking traffic. The cops were making a scene. The activists were making a scene. They turned it turned this what would be a routine ticketing into something that was absolutely outrageous. And a bunch of people went to jail. There were a lot of court trials as a result of this. And so what that can create in the long run, if there's consistent activity like this, is the expectation that if you mess with, you said, JJ, if you mess with an activist, but ultimately it should be if you mess with anyone who's peaceful, whether or not they're connected to the activist community, that people are going to come out and they're going to respond to that. And it's not going to be worth your while, officer. So how about you focus on going after real criminals who are actually out there harming people? If people will step up and stand up for their peaceful neighbor, then everything changes. But as long as everybody keeps their head down, oh my God, we wouldn't want any personal consequences in our own lives. Well, then they're just going to keep crushing you. The boot's going to keep coming down on your head. The tax man's going to keep coming around for more and more, and you're going to be more enslaved.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are there. We've got listening options. Live streams are there, including broadband, narrowband, and even a mid-band stream, different bandwidths for different internet connection speeds. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there. Plus, you can also listen to us on over 100 great AM and FM radio stations across the country. Our satellite listening options include XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band satellite channel. The webcam and the listen lines are all available for you. Listen.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get the details.
Bitcoins, they are a new form of digital currency that you can use online. And in fact, in the real world, they're potentially anonymous if you use them properly. You don't have to sign any contracts or abide by any terms of service to use Bitcoins. You can go there to the website and download the free Bitcoin software in just a few minutes. It's bitcoin.org. It's where you get the software. You can send and receive money, no fees, anywhere in the world. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. So weusecoins.org, and if you're a dealer or whatever, a business person, you need to know that in fact Bitcoins, there's no chargebacks necessarily. The chargebacks are on your terms with Bitcoins. Now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com.
Let's continue with you and your calls. Anonymous Bill, listening in Indy. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WXNT. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Or anonymous.
Hey, yeah, I was just calling to disagree with Mark. When I first started listening to Free Talk Live, I was on a very dangerous path. I was having these delusions that violence is a good solution to the problems that we face. And I thought that you guys were just a joke. You were just entertainment value. But when Ian went to jail, it really changed the way that I looked at things. It made me realize that you're serious. You're dead serious, and you practice what you preach. And then once you were gone, Mark kind of sold me on the ideas of liberty, and by the time you got out of jail, I was a full-fledged libertarian.
Glad it worked. I mean, you know, this is the kind of thing that Ian definitely wants to hear. We don't get to hear too much of this stuff, and
I got to hear some of it when I was in jail. Obviously, folks wrote to me and said that what I did was important to them and that it made a difference. But you know, obviously, the more you hear, the better, because that's great. I'm glad that that worked for you. So, would you say it was because I was willing to put my principles into action and did not use violence is what somehow sold you?
Yeah, just that you were doing what you were talking about and encouraging other people to do. And I saw that, it's not the end of the world if you get arrested or whatever. And we don't have to take up guns and use violence to achieve the means. We can, like you say, be the change that we want to see in the world. And I think you really saved my life, quite literally.
Oh, wow, thanks, man. Anonymous Bill. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I mean, this is true for Bill.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, this is just my experience, and Mark can have his opinion. But I think both of you really did help me come to this persuasion, and just keep up the good work.
You're welcome, Bill. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Now, if you just hear from one of those people, to me, that's worth it. To me, that, you know, for one person to say, wow, you saved my life, I mean, that's a pretty big statement to
make.
I
don't know that we saved my life. I don't know that, one person would be necessarily worth it. But for one person calling in, there's 10 people that didn't.
No doubt about it. And also one person to write you in jail, there's 10 people who might not have written you in jail as well. So I've definitely heard from more than one person. But for one person to say, you saved my life, and it seems a little hyperbolic, but maybe we really did. Maybe he was, arming up and planning to go out in a blaze or something like that.
I mean, if he was in the violent mindset, it just one violent incident is all it takes for the state to come down and kill you. So, but I think it's a testament to both of you for what you're doing here and what you've been doing for so long that, callers like this exist. I'm sure there's more people, maybe you haven't saved their life, but you may have changed it.
Well, and it bears, repeating. It's not like any of these ideas are ours. It's not like
we just communicate original
thinkers like Rodin sitting around and figuring it out on our own. But, these are just, we were in the same place at some point or another.
I sure was.
Where you're thinking, God, just nothing you can do. You got to stand up and you got to draw your line in the sand and, take my gun out of my cold, dead fingers and the whole darn thing, the whole thing. And, I've been in those same places. That's the only reason you can speak to these people.
So the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I think it's important to set an example. And there are still people that I look to and I say, wow, I wish I had that much courage.
I think you've got plenty of courage. Thanks.
Thanks. I appreciate that, Mark.
Well,
Thank you. Hold on.
Sure. Mark, you should respect this point at least. From a marketing standpoint, Ian going to jail was great for the image.
It's great for the image, but yes. I don't know that it resulted in particularly in download increases or anything
and
like
no,
that.
No. I think it's something. It's sort of like a chip that you carry with you now. It's like, yes, I had principles, I stood for them, and this is what happened. And though, you know, that same principle you can extol from now until then, and
look at how
it did result in download increases, just not permanent. There was a spike, as a result of that. But that's not the reason I do things. I don't do it.
He doesn't do it for that reason.
No, I know. I'm trying to talk to you about marketing.
I don't think it holds water. And here's the reason: because people in our industry, this is one of the areas that we care about. They're always talking about the occupiers and the occutards or whatever they're calling them. Those people have principles. They care enough to go out and do the occupation protests and sit around in parks day and night, camp out, and do all these other things. They talk crap about them all the time. They only care about your principles when you agree with them.
No. I get what you're saying with that, but what I'm trying to say is that it takes the ball out of the court as far as saying, well, Ian, you could say that all day long, but you won't get off your microphone and do anything.
Oh, they could
say that now, but they know they're false.
I think that the argument that they can say that about me if that's what they want to do, but my argument is, look, I bring to you 7 days a week the largest and most powerful pro-liberty radio program in the world, and I make that happen because my partner's too busy out waving a black flag and wearing a Guy Fawkes mask in front of the man.
Yeah, but a lot of the people that listen to the show, I'm sure, want to hear about Ian's exploits. They want to hear about what happens and how the process goes down and that sort of stuff. And they want to see that, these things are occurring because it's inspiring. It's sensational.
Are you saying that at the football game, Ian is the colorful guy in the turkey outfit?
No, not at all. No, I think Ian would be one of the players on the field.
Mark, if it's getting to be too much for you, you can always just go and sell for the Rush Limbaugh show. You probably make a lot more money.
That was a goal of mine at one point in my life.
Was it really?
It was. It absolutely was. Before I got on this show, but yeah, I was a radio salesman, yeah. And my goal was, well, I might as well sell for the biggest talk radio program in America that I agree with, and I certainly did.
I think it's extremely valuable to have Mark on this program because he offers the viewpoint that many people who aren't that far down the road of liberty are going to accept. And I think that right now the strategy of the show with you two is brilliant.
Plus, he brings me checks.
Right. That's the reason having Mark on the show is valuable, because Mark makes this engine run.
1-855-450-3733. You know what? But things can change, right? Like, I could get hit by a bus tomorrow. So could you, Mark. And I think Free Talk Live would find a way to continue on without either of us. 855-450-3. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's Free Talk Live.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette. But with no tar, no foul odor, it can be smoked almost anywhere. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a webcam where you can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners who are in our chat room, because the chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. So go and do all that stuff for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. The number again, 855-450-FREE. We'll get right to your calls on the SACL CAI call-in lines in a moment.
Yep, SACL CAI, they're a company that handles accounts receivable. If you got into business in order to do whatever that business was and accounts receivable wasn't really, oh, you didn't expect that to be so difficult. You said, I'll just do my job and then people will pay me for it. And, you know, it's not always that easy. SACL CAI can handle it for you. They can do it in a manner where they treat your clients with respect and you'll be able to keep them as a result. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
Jason Osborne is awesome.
Yes, he is. In fact, he's organizing the Porcupine Freedom Festival with his wonderful wife, Sharon. Actually, it's probably more like Sharon's organizing it, and Osborne's along for the ride. But it's going to be cool to see Jason over at Porkfest. He's always a lot of fun. We'll continue with you and your calls, though, to the phones and Pete, listening in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hello, Pete.
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
I was calling in about the topic gay marriage yesterday in North Carolina that passed.
Oh, well. Yeah, it was a total ban, not just on gay marriage, but also domestic unions or civil unions, domestic partnerships, civil unions, and not just for gay people, but also for heterosexuals as well. So they're, it's like a total crazy, bigoted, anti, you know, crackdown against anybody that's not like, who wants to get married with a man and a woman.
Right. They went they went kind of nuts over here. I did vote, voted against it. I was one of the 39%. I mean, I voted against a ban, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I would like to...
minority.
And I would like to wonder about people that refuse to vote, choosing to not vote in this instance, where all you were doing on this particular issue is, you know, voting against a piece of legislation that would increase the level of tyranny and calling that perpetuating the system or whatever. Because I just don't see how that would be.
You're talking about the anti-voting crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you could vote to stop creating laws, like if there's a law, well, if you vote no, this law doesn't get created, I think that's pro-liberty.
Absolutely. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, Pete.
Well, you guys were looking for callers, and I know Nemi, I was podcasting, and Nemi mentioned she wanted to know which, certain counties voted against it. My county and Charlotte, we voted against it. But, you know, it passed in 90 of North Carolina's 100 counties. Over 90.
90, I think you said 90 of their 100 counties, is that right?
100 counties in North Carolina, over 90 passed the ban.
100 counties.
Yeah, there's 12 in New Hampshire.
I think there are only six counties that voted against it. And, of course, those were the biggest counties as well.
Sure.
With the most people, most urban district and Chapel Hill, with a lot of young people, they voted against it as well.
Mm. Right. And just not enough to make it stop.
Not enough to make it stop. There were too many people that came out, and the turnout was pretty heavy. And, it wasn't my big issue. I'm not really hugely disappointed in the outcome. I went to go vote for Ron Paul in the primary.
Right.
So that was
how did Ron Paul do, by the way? That kind of got overshadowed by this controversy.
He did 11%, came in second behind Romney. You know, Mitt's basically running a one-man race, and he ran with 65%. And, when you're kind of running against nobody, 65% really isn't that great. considering that John McCain 4 years ago had it wrapped up by the time it came to North Carolina, he already had 1,100 delegates, at least that's what the media thought, and they approved him 75% here in North Carolina.
Yeah.
So did Ron Paul 4 years ago in the primary.
I'd say at this point that the Republicans are really voting for anybody but Obama, and so therefore they'll take Romney over it. I mean, I can't get excited one way or the other. Sorry. They just can't get my vote. It's just making me feel too icky.
Yeah, they're both idiots. And they're
so
both
is it frustrating, Pete, to be around, in that state where there are just so much just open-air bigotry? I mean, it just sounds horrible.
It is a little frustrating. North Carolina is not the worst on the Mercatus Center scale of the worst states. We're, I think, number 18, which... not great, but not New Hampshire, but and certainly not California either. But, we could do better, but there are a lot of people here, and it's a tough fight. And if you're going to ask me about New Hampshire, I'm not moving.
Good luck down there.
I love my family a lot more than I love freedom, unfortunately.
Bring them with you.
They just wouldn't be willing to move.
Yeah, they're not coming, and that's not going to happen. Unless... you guys happen to succeed and really do something up there, then I'd have to reconsider it. But
And I think that that's really what, I think that that's the burden that falls on the early movers is, look, you guys have to create something that's so amazing that it's going to get people who are tied by family and business and, as far as I'm concerned, the silly thing about weather, that are tied by those particular things, or I want to live in a big city, there's that complaint. But, you have to create something so attractive, they just don't have any choice, but, I've got to move.
We're working on it. Yeah. Pete, thanks for the call.
You create your own thing up there. I mean, it's kind of unfortunate, but, a lot of people are in that boat. They're not just going to bother unless they know.
Yeah, that's true. There are going to be the come-alongs later on, but we're not looking for them right now. We want the people who are going to be the pioneers. And I thank you, Pete, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Keep us in the loops of what's going on down there. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, if everybody who said, well, if only it were like this, then I'd move, would move, then it could be like that, right? So if,
especially if you're the change you want to see, and you bring the change, bringing yourself.
Exactly. I mean, and I understand, if family's too important or a job is important or whatever, you got your priorities. But for everybody that talks about wanting to be free, if everybody, if 10% of the people who talked about wanting to be free, if 10% of the people who supported Ron Paul, would make the move to New Hampshire, it'd be over for the state. If the 11,000, 12,000, nearly 12,000 people who've signed for the Free State Project already will all pick up and move tomorrow, it'd be over for the state. You know, if you got enough people here who are actually doers and willing to step up and take action.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. And you know, the reason is because the people that are willing to pick up and move are the people that are willing to be the super activists. The super activists, and you know, I can name a few of them on my, you know, just rattle them off. And those people are worth 10 or 15 of the other activists that have been willing to move. So if you're talking about somehow you create the will in people to move, then what? How are they going to be compared to the people that were already willing to move? And
all I'm saying is if everybody who wanted freedom would actually step up and do something, we'd be way more free.
I think
free.
A large part of it, too, is having more individuals here involved would mean that you're going to get more individuals willing to do CivDis, and there'd be more collaboration, more strategy.
More people running for political office,
exactly.
Running campaigns. Julian's in South Africa. Julian, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi. I got two quick questions. First off is, how do you guys feel up in New Hampshire that you just might be the best shot Liberty has, not just in America, but in the entire world, no pressure.
I absolutely believe this is the case. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, New Hampshire is the epicenter of liberty activism in the world, and you know, this is it.
We take it real. We take it very responsibly. You know, just it's.
I'm excited personally. Yeah. I think I'm so grateful to be here around people like you, JJ, and other wonderful activists who are stepping up. The only problem is we need more people. I mean, there just aren't enough people here yet.
I mean, literally to put on my TV show, there's days where I'm scraping, you know, just to get it on the air.
Just enough people to do it.
So it's like if there were just more people willing to do things like that.
Yeah, if you guys got a libertarian legislature and seceded, I'd illegal immigration or whatever, I'd try to be there.
That'd be awesome. Julian, I know you had a second question. Hang on. We'll bring you back in a moment for that. 855-453. And you actually wouldn't be the first South African here because the president of the Free State Project, Carla Gericke, I know I mispronounced her last name there, but she's okay with it.
She's from South Africa.
She is also from South Africa, right. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Talk Live, and we are entering the remaining moments of this particular edition of the program. Don't worry, we do this thing 7 nights a week, so if you missed your chance to get in tonight on the phones, you are welcome to call any night you want to. 855-450-FREE. We still have room for you tonight, though, if you want to get in. 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join JJ at his YouTube channel, which is you can find by looking for Starfall Media.
That's right.
And Starfall is all one word. Starfall Media. Plus, JJ does TV.freekeen.com. That is Freekeen TV. You can go to TV.freekeen.com to see that, which includes Derek J's farewell video as he turned himself into jail a few days ago. And we'll continue to give you updates from Derek J as he may be continuing to call the show to kind of tell us about his jail experiences. He's going to be in there for at least a couple months, it looks like. And, of course, we'll also post any updates from Derek J over at freekeen.com. We're expecting to get some blog posts from him at some point, and thanks to the folks over at mailtojail.com for taking the time to send out your letters. If you haven't yet, you can go to mailtojail.com, mailtojail.com, and you can write a letter to Derek J. You can also write one to Bo Davis, who is also on the inside. Bo is a very talented videographer and video editor. He's actually the guy who's behind working on Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free, which is a new movie that hopefully will be premiering at some point here within the next couple months, which I think is very exciting because Derek J is just a great personality. He's very entertaining, and he's a perfect subject for a documentary.
He's very good on camera, I think.
Absolutely. And so we'll keep you in the loop as more develops on those situations. Again, you can go to mailtojail.com to write to those folks. Julian is with us in South Africa. He's asking questions about the Free State Project. First question was, you know, how do we feel about being involved in what could be the most free place in the whole world? Maybe, you know, maybe it's not quite yet. I think Hong Kong is probably giving New Hampshire a run for its money on that point. But go ahead, Julian, with your thoughts. I think you said you had a second question.
I got a second question, but let me add that Hong Kong actually doesn't count because you ask the people there, they have no idea why in 50 years their standard of living has improved so much. No idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say that's a big difference. But that's for my second question. It's about Porkfest. Now, it's been growing year by year. I haven't been yet.
Mm-hmm.
But playing devil's advocate, I'm thinking about the future. So let's assume this thing keeps on growing, gets bigger and more fun every year, and which is great, promotes liberty and all that. But let's say this thing becomes huge, like Burning Man or
any
other huge rock concert or festival. So here's what I'm concerned about. Eventually, more people will come to just because it's fun, not necessarily because it promotes liberty, just to have a good time. But then what happens when the liberty-loving people become a minority in their own festival, and then you kind of lost the edge. You see where I'm going with this?
I can't really see that happening in that respect, simply because a lot of the people come to Porkfest, of course, to have a good time. But the main thing that I hear when I talk to people about Porkfest is the attitude of the individuals around them, the paradigm that everyone operates within. And that, I feel, is why people want to come back to Porkfest. It's the feeling that I don't have to worry about this guy over here ratting on me for lighting up this pipe full of plant material or whatever. Or I don't have to worry about getting a license to sell this. And it's all those sorts of thoughts that pile on to create a truly free market experience.
But these are the same things that, Burning Man was originally the sort of art festival that grew into, you know, this big drug thing or whatever.
Well, no, it still is an art festival.
To some extent, but I think that it grew beyond what it was initially, and there's probably a lot of people who are like, oh, well, this jumped the horse, jumped the shark.
You're right, there probably are
a few years ago. I don't think that that's the biggest problem, frankly. I think that this year, or next year, you're going to have the infiltrator problem from local law enforcement. I think that that's the thing that's going to...
And what do you mean that? You think they're going to make an arrest at Porkfest?
They were looking to make an arrest the last time regarding the sale of unauthorized beer and things like
that.
No,
they weren't. They threatened people, but they didn't even come to do it in person. They called the park's owner and threatened his liquor license over it. So, no, they weren't looking to make an arrest. They were looking to intimidate
people. They had a whole year to plan things. Okay, you can say that it's not going to happen. This is speculation on my part. I think it's going to be an issue.
They were more concerned with the sale of guns, actually, firearms. And from what I heard, what I was privy to, that the FBI talked with Rogers after the festival and asked about more of the gun sort of sale question. Hmm. Alcohol sales was brought up because the Alcohol Liquor Commission was inquiring about that. And there is no alcohol sales allowed this year at Porkfest because Rogers Campground itself.
They're scared.
And, yeah, of course, they're scared. But last year what happened is Rogers told the police, the local constables, whatever, the sheriff, that don't come on my property for the rest of this week.
Yeah, that's right.
Ask them not to come. And certainly Rogers is going to face a lot of trouble, and who knows how it's going to go and how it's going to play out. And these are things that people need to be concerned with, in that they need to conduct themselves in a manner that not going to put everybody else's time in a danger.
I simply want to stress that the foundation is already laid for principled individuals to conduct themselves here.
Sure.
And I think that because it's come from this place, that foundation will carry through all its iterations over the years.
I think you're probably right about that, JJ. Go ahead.
So you're not worried that 10, 12 years down the line, that foundation may become more shaky and it just becomes another festival without...
I think it's something to be concerned with. I guess something to consider. And I think that the reason why that foundation's going to stay, to expound on JJ's point, is that, the Pork Fest isn't advertised in the same way, I don't think, as most festivals, for instance. You know, we're not just going to other festivals and, flyering people. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is advertised in liberty-oriented circles. So friends are telling friends, like, hey, I've told you about this Pork Fest thing. Maybe you should come next year, that kind of thing. There's a word-of-mouth advertising is obviously very popular. We're probably one of the more mainstream advertising venues for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but we're not mainstream in that we are principled liberty-minded people. So we're specifically saying, hey, this isn't just a party. This is a networking occasion. This is more than that. This is a liberty event.
Yes, that, and a lot of the individuals who make Porkfest successful, who make it what it is, are people who either live here or are familiar enough with the people who live here that they have an invested stake in this situation and they want to see it continue. And honestly, it's a different paradigm at Porkfest. You know, reputation is key. And if people have bad reputation for doing bad, whatever, bad business or whatever, it's going to follow them.
Also, what does the person who isn't interested in the ideas of liberty or Austrian economics or, you know, free markets and whatever these things might be. What do they have to get at Porkfest
that
they can't
a good
get anyplace else?
What do
I mean,
they
you can get drunk at Bike Week.
Right. You can go to all kinds of parties everywhere. That's a great point. And plus, if you look at something like Burning Man, I've never been, but I've researched it because I've considered going, and I find it fascinating. But Burning Man would be, in many ways, a lot of it would be a turnoff to somebody who supports, open, free markets and all that, and alternative money, for instance, because they ban money from Burning Man. You can't sell anything at Burning Man, or you will be looked down upon. So if somebody comes to Porkfest thinking it's another Burning Man, they're going to be shocked, because, if you want a sandwich, you're going to have to pay for it. Whereas at Burning Man, they have this gift economy idea that, if you want to bring things for others, you have to bring them and give them away. So you can bring a bunch of beer, but you can't sell it. You could just give it away to people, that kind of thing. Somebody walks into Porkfest expecting that they're just going to get a bunch of free stuff. It's not going to work out for them. Similarly to how if somebody from Porkfest walks into Burning Man and expects that they're going to be able to go and buy a sandwich from somebody, they're not going to be able to, because that's just not available there. So it's just kind of a different paradigm in the first place. But I think you're right, though, Julian. These are things to consider. They are possible growing pains. But if somebody walks into Porkfest with a anti-liberty mindset, it'll likely be ferreted out relatively quickly by conversations they have with people, and they probably won't feel too comfortable being there.
This past Porkfest was more about the party than about anything else, I think. And some of the feedback that was received with these, there's feedback forms to fill out and then they're evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the feedback received was, we need more information so we can make the move. It was that sort of stuff where we didn't have all of our questions answered as far as a place to live or jobs or schooling or whatever their different areas of interest were. So this year, for example, quite the opposite is occurring, and it's become more of a sales pitch.
Excellent. Well, looking forward to going. Maybe we'll see you there, Julian.
I'm talking to the professor. Thanks.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you all the way from South Africa.
All right. A big commitment.
Yeah. It's been Ian here with you.
JJ.
And Mark. But people do come from around the world to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's that cool of an experience to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. That's the real draw for me.
Yep.
Like you said, Mark, you can go party anywhere. Go down the street for that. All right. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Class, if you add over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn.
When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at AmericasBestValueInn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.